This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is David Wojan. Wojan was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, on August 22, 1953. He grew up in the Twin Cities and enrolled in the University of Minnesota, where he graduated with a degree in English. He then attended the University of Arizona, where he received his MFA. He taught at Indiana University for many years, as well as other institutions like the University of Chicago, the University of Houston, and the University of New Orleans, before joining the faculty at the Virginia Commonwealth University, where he is the director of the Creative Writing Program. His many books include Ice House Lights, Glassworks, Late Empire, The Falling Hour, Interrogation Palace, and World Tree, to name a few. Wojan has won 3 Pushcart Prizes, the Yale Series of Younger Poets Prize, a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation, and a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship. He lives and writes in Virginia. Today's poem is The Assassination of John Lennon as Depicted by the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, Niagara Falls, Ontario. The title, while long, is also absolutely vital, because without it, a reader wouldn't really understand what is going on, at least not initially. One of the things I really like about Wojan's work is how he focuses on moments in popular culture. This poem is a perfect example of that. John Lennon, as I'm sure you are aware, was assassinated on December 8, 1980. A deranged fan, whose name I won't say here, approached him as he and Yoko Ono were entering the front door of a building called the Dakota. It's where they had their apartment. I was 10 years old when this happened, and when I was growing up, the Beatles were always playing in our house. My parents loved their music, and my Irish mother even got a chance to see them in concert. This happened in Belfast at the King's Hall in 1964. She was in the fourth row. Even though she was only 20 feet away from John and Paul, she couldn't hear what they were singing because of all the screaming around her. As for my American father, he loved their music too, and to this day, he still listens to the solo work of George Harrison. On that night back in 1980, I remember sitting on the carpet watching Monday Night Football. My father was on the couch behind me. The game was interrupted to mention what had happened and that John Lennon was dead, aged 40. My father was very quiet after this. He seemed to drain, and I could tell that something was very, very wrong. "What happened?" I asked. My father gathered himself and went over to his record collection, where he picked out Sergeant Pepper and brought it over to me. He pointed at John. "See him, this man here? He was killed tonight." I'm not sure exactly what happened after that, but I do remember the outpouring of grief in the days that followed for this man, for this musician. It left a mark on me, I guess, as it has on many others, including David Wojan. What I like about this poem is how he talks about memory and commemoration. This is The Assassination of John Lennon as Depicted by the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, Niagara Falls, Ontario, by David Wojan. Smuggled human hair from Mexico falls radiant around the waxy O of her scream. Shades on, leather coat and pants, Yoko on her knees, like the famous Kent State photo where the girl can't shriek her boyfriend alive, her arms windmilling Ohio sky. A pump in John's chest heaves to mimic death throes. The blood is made of latex, his glasses broken on the plastic sidewalk. A scowling David Chapman, his arms outstretched, his pistol barrel spiraling fake smoke in a siren's red wash completes the composition, and somewhere background music plays Imagine before the tableau darkens. We push a button to renew the scream. The chest starts up again.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.